Change may be in the air for Seychelles' four-legged friends. During its April 4 regular meeting, Seychelles Council received a delegation from the Sunshine Coast Association for Responsible Dog Owners, SCARDO, requesting that dogs once again be allowed off-leash in Kinnikinnick Park. The once popular dog spot closed its gates to the canine community in 2022 to protect the already stressed playing fields. Peter Phillips, who presented the matter, said this resolution has been a cornerstone of their community for years. Acknowledging the wear and tear that dogs have on fields, Phillips quoted advice from the superintendent of the Blue Ocean Golf Course and an experienced greenskeeper who said that the wear on the field cannot be solely attributed to dogs. Use of cleated footwear, climate change and inadequate field surfacing are major contributors to field degradation, he said, calling it unjust to place all the blame on the dogs. He continued, saying that placing the blame solely on dog owners fails to consider the diverse needs of the community. Embracing inclusivity is key to cultivating environments where every individual feels respected and part of the community, he said. Phillips highlighted that Kinnikinnick Park is ideal for seniors and those with physical challenges due to its flat terrain, easy accessibility and openness. The association requested a six-month probational trial period for one of three options, enabling responsible dog owners to demonstrate to both the council and the community at large that the use of the fields for an off-leash dog park can coexist with other users. Off-leash access to only the upper field, which would require some fencing except for when scheduled sports events are held. Off-leash access to both the upper and lower fields except for when scheduled sports events are held. Off-leash access to the upper and lower fields at specified times, during the day from 9 to 11 a.m. and from 3 to 5 p.m. Members of SCARDO would be at the park daily, he said. We will make it our individual and collective responsibility to ensure that the fields are used respectfully without a detrimental impact on other users, said Phillips. This would include picking up any dog excrement that may have been unwittingly left by other dog owners, which already is a common practice amongst our community of dog owners. Cown. Darren Inkster asked if SCARDO enforces dog regulations, specifically around picking up after dogs. The representative clarified that they do not confront non-compliant dog owners as that has proven an issue on multiple levels, but the association does clean up any dog waste on the field. Cown. Diane McLaughlin asked if there was any relationship between the nearby school and the field, to which the representative clarified that the school has their own field. McLaughlin said she thought it was worth looking at the policy again, saying it is important to acknowledge the health and companionship dogs provide. Although I haven't been a dog owner, I've been a dog sitter. And I know how quickly those creatures wiggle their way into your hearts, she said. Cown. Alton Toth said he struggled with this topic because responsible dog owners are not the ones causing the problems. He asked if the section of the field that used to be available to off-leash dogs as well as the upper field were in a closed state. Lindsay Roberts, Director of Corporate and Community Services, confirmed that the sections of the park are in a state of repair. She said the main issues raised by the park's foreman the last time the district tried a six-month integration period were dog excrement being left on the field, aggressive dog behavior and the impact of having large dogs playing on the surface, such as skidding while chasing balls, Roberts said. Council passed a motion directing staff to provide a report to look at options for a shared space for off-leash dogs around Kinnikinnick sports fields, with Cown. Adam Shepherd opposed. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.